Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, Isaiah 53, page 760 in your Scofield Reference Bible. We're going to read just a couple of verses tonight. We'll read them in unison. We'll read the 12th verse of the 53rd chapter, and then we'll turn to yet another verse after we read this one. Well, let's all stand, please, for the reading of this passage of Scripture. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12, reading it all together. Please, ready? Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, page 681 in your Scofield Bible. Proverbs 13, verse 22. And let's read that one together also. Ready? A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is raised up for the just. And let's pray. Father, bless the service, the preaching, and help that tonight might be very special. We thank you for all the blessings and joys that we experience as thy children, as members of this great church. Thank you for the fellowship that we enjoy. Thank you for the truths that are made evident in the preaching. Thank you for all that we have to sustain us and to strengthen us, to help us in a spiritual way. And bless tonight. There'll never be another Sunday night like this one. Never another crowd just like this one. And so meet our needs and help, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Bible says that he shall divide the spoil with the strong. And the Bible also says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. I like that scripture. I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time. And so tonight, I want to talk to you along that line. Remember the story over in the Old Testament, the Book of Kings, I think it is, where we studied a few days ago. Are you listening? Are you listening? A few days ago in Sunday school, about these four lepers that were outside the gate. Remember that? And the Syrian army was camped back a ways, and they said, well, we're about to die. We're starving to death. But they said, we can't go inside the camp or inside the gate because there's a famine in there, no food in there. If we go in there, we'll die. If we stay here, we'll die. So why don't we go out here and ask the Syrian army to have mercy on us? They're our enemies, but all they can do is kill us. We're going to die anyway. And so let's go out and ask the Syrian army to have mercy. And so they got out there. Remember that? And the Syrian army was gone because God had sent noises from heaven of his heavenly armies, and the Syrian army thought that the Egyptians, and I forget what the other people, Hittites maybe or something, had come out there. And these four guys get out there, and all of the Syrian army had left, and they'd left their tents, they'd left their gold and their silver and their furnishings and their clothing. And here these four lepers didn't have a thing in the world, and they looked around and said, good night in the morning. And once again, you got to check the Hebrew to get that good night in the morning. And since we have a college here, I do like to reach the level sometimes of our college faculty and our college Greek students and Hebrew students, so they may know that I know the original language. And so he said, good night in the morning. They said, look at here. And can you imagine how those lepers felt? Say, they divided the spoil, anything they wanted. Here were jewels over here. And four guys said, man, we got all these ourselves. And the guy gets him a pocket full of jewels. And here's some gold. He fills one pocket full of gold. And here's somebody's watch or sundial. And so he puts the sundial in his pocket. Here's this. Can you imagine this guy says, boy, said my wife, she wears just the size of clothes in this closet. He gets inside the closet, gets his wife a whole bunch of new outfits. And the Bible says they just rifled these people's tents. And can you imagine what a time they had? In fact, there were so many things there, they said, we may as well go back and share it with the folks back home. There's enough here for them too. Let's go back and share it with them. Did you know there's going to come a day when Jesus comes again And he's going to put down the Antichrist, and he's going to set up a kingdom on this earth for 1,000 years. And did you know that all the wealth of the wicked will be ours? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the day we get together and divide the spoils of all the wicked? Huh? You wait till we get Mr. Rockefeller's money and divide it between us. And you wait till Mr. What's the guy over in Chicago that's so rich? Stone. Yeah, Senator Stone. You wait until all of that. You wait till they start giving us, we start sharing all the gold. How would you like someday? Let's pray first. Father, bless the message to our hearts. Amen. Well, now then, I want to picture the this young preacher was spending the night with the old preacher. And the old preacher is very famous, and the young preacher is scared to death. He just knew that the old preacher was going to pray for 2 or 3 hours and read the Bible 4 or 5 hours, and he wouldn't be spiritual enough. So then came time to go to bed, and so the old is cold. The furnace wasn't working. It's cold. It blew blazes in the wintertime. And so the old preacher jumped in bed, didn't read his Bible, didn't say a prayer, just jumped in bed, went off to sleep. And the young preacher woke him up and said, "Wait a minute, doctor." He said, Reverend, I thought you'd read the Bible and pray before you go to bed. He said, "Young man, I stay prayed up for such times as these. And so I stay prayed up for such times as these." Hey, how would you like boys and girls, how would you like to go to find out somebody to take you over the Toys R Us place? And all the people that own it are gone. And all you boys and girls get to divide everything. Ah, here's a bicycle for you, and here's an electric train for you, and here's a doll for you, and here is a bigger electric train for me, and for your dad. Can you imagine, boys and girls, what excitement that'd be? That's what's going to happen one of these days. One of these days, all of the wealth of the world will be left for us, and the Bible says that the Lord will divide the spoil among the strong or among the saved people. Or, better still, what if all of a sudden all the McDonald's hamburger places were unemployed? And we just, I knew if I stayed here long enough, I'd get to your spiritual level. But can you imagine all the McDonald's places and the Burger King and Burger Chef and Wendy's and nobody working there? And we all get together and say, okay. Let's just go down and live it up. And by the way, we'll be in our glorified bodies. Won't be any calories, Gerald. And eat all you want to. Eat a banana split and drink a milkshake and eat 4 Whoppers and 3 Big Macs. And my preference is a cheese quarter pounder. That's mine. I like best. And all of those. And then after that, eat about a bucket of French fries. Don't gain 1 pound, we'll be in our glorified bodies. And milkshake, chocolate, vanilla. And they say, "You want chocolate, vanilla, strawberry?" Yep, that's what I want. Chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. And we shall divide the spoil of the wicked. And the riches and the wealth of the wicked shall be inherited by the righteous. Hey, ladies, can you imagine going down to a local shoe store and there's nobody there but you? I never understood all the shoes that ladies have. But anyway, going out of the local shoe store, and I don't know all the brands. I know Tom McCann and Kenny's and a few others. But if you go down there and think of it, now what do you want? Well, I'd like to have a high heel, about 14 pairs of high heels, please. And I'd like to have a loafer. You got one at home, your old man. And I'd like to have a pair of loafers. No, that's too many. You only allowed one. But fair loafer. And can you imagine going down to a ladies' clothing store and all the clothing? The Bible said the Lord will divide the spoil with the strong. And so we'll go down and take it all we want. You might take home a few hundred dresses at a time if you'd like to. And if you can't carry them all to yourself, get a bunch of lost people. They're going to be our slaves anyhow in the millennium. And just say, "Hey, buddy, take my dresses home here, please." And they'll have to do it. Can you imagine going down to a jewelry store? That's all the jewelry stores left here in town. And we go down to them and pick out what you want. Good night. How about a topaz? Or would you prefer an emerald? Or would you prefer a sapphire? Or maybe you'd like a few hundred diamonds, if you please. About a 200-carat ring. That'll do to start off with. and get your truck, take it home with it, and we'll it'll all be ours. Oh, you say, preacher, you're just spoofing. I'm not spoofing. I didn't write it. The Bible said he shall divide the spoil with the strong. And that's looking out to the kingdom age when you and I shall inherit. The Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth. And it says that the riches of the wicked are laid up for the righteous. And so all the people, have a seat please back in the back, no standing in the back, all the people who on the earth who are saved, all the unsaved folks will be under the reign and dominion and domain of the saved people. Can you imagine when J. Paul Getty's family has to leave their houses, and Rockefeller's family has to leave their, and the Kennedys. I'm looking forward to going to Kennedy's place, and we divide their spoil. First thing I'm going to do is take all the whiskey and break it and throw it in the river and all that. But we'll divide their spoil. Hey, let's go down to the appliance store. Nobody there. Who'd like to have a new refrigerator? Has an electric ice maker, automatic ice maker in it. Anybody need one of those? Huh? No, raise your hand. We'll get you one. All right, hang around. And we'll get you one after a while. That's what you call spiritual looting. And when they're all gone, then the Lord... And we'll take over all the riches. That means the appliance stores. Hey, I'd like to go to Bob Hope. How would you like to go out to a place like Palm Springs, California, where Bob Hope lives and Chris Everett Lloyd lives and Mr. Ford lives and a lot of the famous people live. And then all of a sudden, all those harlots and unsaved heathen out there, not all of them are unsaved heathen. I imagine two or three might even be saved. But they're gone. And we take over. How's that go through Bob Hope's house? Just take what you want. Don't worry about it. Not stealing. The Bible said he'll divide the spoil with the strong. And Dr. Evans, how about the libraries and bookstores? Boy, you bookworms. I don't know. I can't understand bookworms. I pity. But anyway, oh boy. And think, all the University of Chicago library, we'll just take it over. Take what we want. Take it to Hiles Anderson College. Burn the rest. And it's all ours. We'll divide the spoil. The Lord will divide the spoil with the strong. And Mr. Lively, look at all the coin shops that are going to be left. man alive, that day we got buckets of silver here. We got carloads of silver. Take what you want. Old Lively would start dipping it up like dipping water out of a bucket and put it in his pockets and go back and get some more. And you say, oh, Brother Hiles, I didn't write it. I just preached it. The Lord said he will divide the spoil for the strong. And the wealth and riches of the sinner will be laid up for the righteous. And we shall be kings and priests of God and shall rule and reign for 1,000 years. And then there are a lot of other things we're going to do, too. We'll go down here to the library and take all the dirty books out of it and fill the library up with blue denim and lace and How to Rear Children and Strength and Beauty and other classics of the literary field. And the folks that run the dirty adult bookstore down here, we'll turn that adult bookstore into a Christian bookstore and a soul-winning center. And then we'll take this dirty adult movie down here, and we'll even take this one that's not adult down here, too, by the way. And we'll have rescue missions out of those and start a few branch Bible studies out of those. And then all the people that operate the heathen radio stations, oh boy, ABC, that'll be all owned by Christian people. And we'll outlaw anything that's shady on television. And Love Boat, we'll sink that. And all in the family, I'm sorry, they got in the wrong family, and we'll take care of that. And you say, preacher, we have Christian television stations now. Show me one. Show me one. I mean, I'm not talking about this, dig me, Jesus, because I love you a lot. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. No. I'm not talking about this spiritual Johnny Carson mess on these so-called Christian stations. I'm not talking about taking dirty rock music and sticking a few little giddy religious words to it. I'm not talking about getting the priest and the rabbi and the Baptist preacher all together to talk about the Lord. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the whole shebang, the whole kit and caboodle that run the old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone barn burning fundamental people that believe the book and live right and get haircuts and wear decent clothes And we're going to run the show. You better listen. Don't you get mad at me. When I take over this place, I'll make it rough on you. Now, you better like me. Yes, sir. Because the Bible says that the... Oh, you're not liking this, are you? If I were a heathen, I wouldn't either. No, I wouldn't either. Because we're going to take over what you've got, buddy. Yeah, huff and puff all you want to. The day's going to come when Jesus is going to come. And all of those that are born again of the Spirit of God, we shall rule and reign the earth for 1,000 years. And the spoil of the world and of the wicked will be ours, and God will divide the spoil with the strong, and we who are saved shall inherit the riches of the sinner. Now then, let's just have a little fun. We're not gonna this sermon tonight is like getting in the car. Most of my sermons like getting in the car and going someplace. We're not going anywhere tonight. We're just going to drive around town a little while and see the sight. Most of my sermons are like cleaning house and keeping it in repair. We're just going to take our house shoes and put them on tonight, lay around the house, and see how nice the house is. Most of my sermons are like planning and working to increase our spiritual riches. We're just going to examine our spiritual riches for a while tonight. Most of my sermons are like preparing a well-planned, cooking a well-planned meal. Tonight we're going to eat some. We're going to eat some spiritual banana splits and spiritual. chitlins some spiritual banana puddings and thick and gravy and what? Pizza. Yeah, that's right. Tonight, some spiritual pizza and some of you sour pussies tonight wouldn't laugh. See the Mississippi River tied in the bow knot. We're having more fun. We're having more fun right now than all the discos and Hammond put together. Yeah, it just sort of irritates you, doesn't it? See, God's people have fun, more fun than your crowd has. And we're not going to have a brown taste in the mouth when we get up tomorrow morning. We'll be broke, but won't have a brown taste. And we can't afford a brown taste. But it's good on occasion for us just to relax and sit back and delight in our possessions. So tonight we shall take an R&R from the battle, a pit stop from the race, a holiday from the toil, a time out from the game, and a furlough from the war. And we hear an awful lot about heaven, and we should. We hear an awful lot about the rapture, and we should. We hear an awful lot about the New Jerusalem, and we should. But we don't hear enough about that 1,000 years after Jesus comes in the clouds of glory, when you and I, with a new body, coming back after 7 years in the sky, shall establish a kingdom on earth for 1,000 years, and Jesus shall ascend the royal stairway of Mount Zion, and sit on Mount Zion, and he shall be king, not Mr. Reagan and not Mr. Brezhnev, and Jesus shall be king of all the earth for 1,000 years. And for 1,000 years, Jerusalem will be the capital city of the world. No, not Washington. No, not Moscow. No, not Paris. No, not Rome. No, not London. No, the cities of this world. But Jerusalem shall be the capital city of the entire world. And did you know in that day every mayor is going to be a born-again fundamental mayor, and every governor is going to be a born-again fundamental governor, and every school board member will be a born-again fundamental school board member. And by the way, we'll take over the schools, too, if you're permission. There are a lot of things we need. We could use some of the gymnasiums in these schools around town, and we'll just start a bunch of schools all over this area, and the Bible says we'll get them. We'll have them. And so all the world will be ruled and reigned by God's people, and all that the world has built and accumulated all of a sudden will become ours, and we shall get together and divide the spoils among ourselves. Now, we got to make some decisions tonight, so let's decide first your choice about where you'd like to live. Now, do you prefer mountains? Is that your preference? All right, then we'll pass out a few mountains tonight in that day. Would you like to have Pikes Peak? Would that be a good if I want Pikes Peak? Raise your hand. Okay, you can have Pikes Peak, and that's all cared for. Nobody else can have Pikes Peak, but we have a heap of Rocky Mountains left in case you'd like to live in the Rockies. How many won't live in the Rockies for a while? I may live out there for about 100 years myself in the Kingdom Age, so you may have the Rockies. Or, if you'd prefer it, you may have the Alps, or we'll give you an Adirondack if you'd like, or how about an Allegheny if you'd like an Allegheny? You can have that. Or maybe you'd like to have one of the Smokies. There's no smoking down there, of course, but how about an Ozark Mountain? Would you like to have that? All that, then if you'd like to have a mountain, we'll reserve one for you. The Bible says, he shall divide the spoil with the strong, and pick where you want to live. And you don't have to stay there. If you want to live in Rocky, we'll give you Pikes Peak for a while. After you get through with that, for the dad to give you one of the Adirondacks if you'd like that. You get through with that, we'll take you over and give you one of the Alps for a while if you'd like that. Just pick what you want, because he'll divide the spoil with the strong. Or maybe you don't prefer the mountain scenery, a place to live. I myself, growing up in Texas, if I lived in the mountains, I'd be a little stifled. I've got to see a great distance, and I would not like to live there. I like to visit there, so I may have me a summer mountain home. I may have 4 or 5 of them. I may have a dozen or two of them, during that time. But I prefer not to live in the mountains. Maybe you prefer river scenery. Would that be okay? How would you like to have a few hundred miles in the Amazon? Be glad to give you that if you'd like to have that. Or maybe you'd like to have a little bit of the Mississippi. Would you like to have that? And a lot of you folks like to have some pour cold water on my sermon right now, but you're not going to do it. Or maybe how about some of the Nile? We'd give you a little bit of the Nile if you prefer that. Or the Blue Danube falls by Strauss. Maybe you like the little Blue Danube, but we'll let you have that for a while. And if you'd like river scenery, would you like to have maybe 100 miles beside the Blue Danube? I can show you some spots over there where a lot of wicked folks live right now. They're going to be vacating. They're going to be living in tents out in our backyard. And the righteous people will inherit the earth, and God's people shall inherit the riches. Oh, these people, they think they're building things for themselves. They're just building things for us. I like to go out sometime to some big skyscraper and watch them build it and say, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Walk up to Foreman sometime and he says, who are you? It's being built for me. Wow. Is that right? Yeah, being built for me. Thank you. Be careful now. Put good material in that now, because you're building that for me. That's right. Maybe you'd like to live in the John Hancock building. We got plenty of those. Anybody like to have the John Hancock building? We'll divide the spoil. Not me. Oh, you said tornado would come. Oh, no tornadoes. Jesus is going to be here, and he'll stop all the tornadoes. Won't be any snow, so don't worry about that. And won't be any cold weather. Over the house. You're fantasizing. You got a hole in your head. I'm not fantasizing. I'm telling you something that's in the Bible. The Bible says that there's going to come a time on this earth when for 1,000 years God's people shall be kings and queens and shall rule and reign for 1,000 years. There won't be one unsaved garbage collector, won't be one unsaved mayor, won't be one unsaved city councilman, won't be one unsaved school board member, won't be one unsaved governor, won't be one unsaved legislator, won't be one unsaved congressman, won't be one unsaved senator. Hey, by the way, out in Munster, they're building us a beautiful city hall out there. Have you noticed that city hall? City they're building? And we appreciate that, because one of these days we'll take it over, and we appreciate all that you unsaved folks can build us. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate it. So, Mr. Kennedy, enjoy it. It's mine. After a while, enjoy it while you have it. And Mr. Rockefeller, enjoy it. We're gonna divide it up after a while. Or maybe you'd like a lake. How about a dozen of Minnesota lakes for a start? Are you okay? Or I could give you Lake Superior if you'd like it. Or if you'd prefer Lake Michigan, how about that? Or maybe you'd like Lake Erie or Lake Ontario or Lake, is it Huron? Whatever you want, just tell us what you want. Maybe that's you. Maybe you'd like to have a houseboat on the lake. Yes, there's plenty of them. There's plenty of heathen folks got these houseboats. Never go to church. Go out in the houseboat. Listen to me. Every Sunday they go out in the houseboat. Never go to church. Never read the Bible. And live like wild heathen. And have their liquor parties and their nightclubs on these floating nightclubs. Well, let's see. Maybe you said for the house, I've always wanted to live on the water. How about a little rowboat? Oh, no rowboats. The poor folks have those. The Bible doesn't say that the poverty shall be inherited by the righteous. It says the riches shall be inherited by the righteous. Hey, how would you like to have a ship? Let's don't sink the boat. Let's just throw everybody off in little old lifeboats that have leaks in them Let's just remodel that thing and have a Bible study and a prayer meeting on that thing. Oh, we'll still show it on television, because we'll own the television stations too. Oh, fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. Oh, you just hang around, buddy. We got news for you. The meek shall inherit the earth, and the riches of the wicked are laid up for the righteous. And God shall divide the spoil in that day when we shall be kings and priests. Or maybe... Maybe a California orchard would fit your taste a bit better. Or how about a Texas ranch? That might be nice. We have some nice ranches down there, a bunch of wicked Texans own. Would you like to have one? What would 10,000 acres do for a start? Would that be okay?
Okay, if you want to fuss about it, 20,000, is that okay? We're not going to quibble over the 10,000 acres, but nice. There are plenty of acres down there, and a bunch of heathen ranchers that don't know God, and we'll divide that spoil. Or maybe you'd like to have a lakefront would suit you best. Or maybe a Missouri's Hill. We get you several hundred Missouri's Hills. They come cheap. And Carolina's pine thickets, or maybe California's redwoods. Hey, how would you like to have in your front yard, in your driveway, a tree you drive through? I mean, just a big old redwood tree, and you saw it out, and we'll buy you several of those. You'd like to have one? In fact, if you want to, we'll let you have four or five of those forests out there when we divide the spoil. Or maybe you'd like to have some Kansas plains or Arizona's desert. Or maybe you'd like to have some islands. Anybody like to have Nassau for about 1,000 years? Be glad for you to have it. Or how about Honolulu? Hey, how'd that be? one of the Hawaiian islands? Or if you'd like to have one of the Caribbean, you can have St. Thomas if you'd like to have that. That'd be fine. That's available, not taken yet. Some of you black folks would like to have St. Thomas Island. I know that. And then some of you white folks will give you, if you like, we'll give you, how about Bermuda? You can wear shorts out there. And Bermuda. And you folks not having much fun. We'll be over in a couple hours. You can go home then. But let us have our fun, buddy. You're having yours now. You're living it up. You're driving all the big cars and Cadillac cars. And you got your money in the bank. And you got the diamonds and silver. Live it up. Enjoy yourself, you heathen. Break your liquor. Smoke your pot. And go to your dirty discos. And listen to your rock music. And build your riches. Go ahead. But I'll guarantee you the day's going to come when everything that you've got will fail before your eyes, and you'll wish under God you'd come to Christ and gotten born again. And we, who are kings and priests of God, we shall inherit your riches. Now, look at kind of preaching. You'll like this preaching a lot more than you're going to like that happening, I'll guarantee you for sure. And all you got laid up shall be taken care of, and we'll just divide the spoil. Well, now we have other choices to make. You've got your place to live now. We have some other choices to make. How about the... Where do you want to rule? You got to figure out what city you want to be mayor of, you know. Maybe you'd like to. Are you an educator? Maybe let's see, Brother Lively, Brother Stobb. Let's see, Brother O'Clair. He's off ruling now somewhere. Okay, maybe. How about for a starter, the Hammond Public School System? Would you guys like to have that Hammond Public School System? Or better still, this old gal over in Chicago might let you have that. She'll let you have that one. How about being superintendent of Chicago schools for a while? Oh, you say I wouldn't run that heathen place. Won't be a heathen place. All the places would be filled by Hiles Anderson graduates. Yeah. Won't have any naked majorettes strutting up down showing their stuff at halftime. We'll be passing out tracts along the fields at halftime. And a band will play, when the roll is called a thunder, I'll be there. And the band will play Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. And the band will play a sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my father's... Well, how about the Chicago or New York City school system? If you're an educator, take your choice. Anybody, let's see, we've got some school teachers here. Any of you school teachers? We'd be glad to give you any education system you want as we divide the spoils among the righteous people. But how about you bankers? Hey, Tim St. John. Where are you, Tim St. John? Are you here, Tim? Hey, we'll give you the Chase Manhattan. Would that be okay for you to own? All right, you can have the Chase Manhattan, or if you prefer, we'll give you the Harris Bank of Chicago. Please take that one. We owe a lot of money. Harris Bank of Chicago. Or, if you want to, if you bankers, you want to run Wall Street for a while, that'll be okay. Just take it over. We're going to divide the spoil, and the riches of the sinner are laid up. Yes, sir. All the wealth of the sinners in the world laid up for God's people in for that time when we shall divide the spoil. Well, are you a businessman? Brother Gomez, how would you like to have the Hilton Hotel to run? That'd be okay? You can have that. If you'd like to, I can give you an airline or two if you want it. Which airline you want? You can have American Airlines, and we'll give you that. Piedmont? Oh, the devil's going to have that. This is the riches shall be laid up for the righteous, not Piedmont and Allegheny. Somebody said the three airplanes came into Chicago one day. One was United, one was American, one was Piedmont. And so the tower said, "My watch is wrong. It won't check my time." Said American Airlines, "What time do you have?" And American Airlines said, 6 p.m. I have." The pilot said, Well, United Airlines. It's United Airlines. It's the tower. What time do you have? He said 1,800 hours. That's the same time. And 1,800 hours. He says first. Said Piedmont. What time do you have? And the Piedmont pilot said, well, let's see. The little hand's on 6 and the big hand's on 12. And you can have airlines if you want them, or if you want to have Hilton Hotel, or if you'd like to have IT&T, or how about Texas Instruments? Have that if you want it. Yep, it's all yours. Yep, everything's yours. Don't be a little widow. Don't be worried now. Don't fret too much. You clean the house of that rich old goat now. Yeah, he'll be cleaning your house one of these days, and all he's got there. Hey, little widow, look at that beautiful china. It's going to be yours. It's laid up for you, and we shall divide the spoils. Well, athletes, what am I going to do? Well, we'll give you the Chicago Cubs if you want them. Anybody want a Chicago Cubs? Anybody want the Cubs? Anybody want the Cubs? All right, then we'll let the devil's crowd have the Cubs. But if you'd like to, you can take Steinbrenner's Yankees if you want to. Yeah, he'll be letting them go, and we'll take that over. Or I may for 100 years, I may just run the Dallas Cowboys by myself. And I may even play halfback. I'll have my glorified body. Nobody can tackle me. If a fellow starts tackling me, I'll just disappear for a while till I get around him. Yeah. Oh, you sound silly. Tomfoolery. Yeah, you go into those highbrow, dead churches, don't believe anything about the goodness of God, and all you hear is just Mars inhabited, and we ought to disarm, and nobody ought to have guns in the house, and we ought to have two abortions for every lady in the world, especially if they're dark complected, we ought to ERA, equal rights for women, all. You have no rights except God's rights. But go ahead! You folks that go to these dead, dry churches where the preacher preaches in a bathrobe and go ahead! Go ahead! Go ahead! Laugh! Make fun! Call us a bunch of fanatics! We'll be calling you that one of these days. Yeah, you'll work for us. Yes, sir. There was a day when the Apostle Paul was in jail at the hands of the wicked King Nero, and Nero had the riches and Paul had a dungeon of a jail! 2,000 years had passed and now folks named their boys Paul, their dogs Nero. Don't forget that. Maybe your doctor. Dr. Peter. Where are you, Dr. Peter? Either one of them. Where are you? Dr. Peter. How about Mayo Clinic? Would you like to have that? You don't want that. He's some kind of a crazy nut. And the dentist, Peter, where are you, Doc? You'll take Mayo Clinic, won't you? You don't want that either, huh? Well, let's see. How about Johns Hopkins? Okay. Okay. How about the Palmer Chiropractic School for the, whatever you want? It'll all be yours, and you can change it. You can throw out anything you want to throw out. Make it your own. And St. Margaret, could you believe it? Isn't that something? Huh? Huh? How about that? Huh? It'll be called St. Jack. Yeah. Yes, sir. Old St. Jack's Hospital. Old St. Anthony's out. He'll be St. John's. How about that? Old St. Glenn. Oh, he ain't no saint. He'll be so wrapped up in silver, he won't be a saint anyhow. He'll be trying to dig up the streets of gold. Yeah. I told you we're going to have fun tonight. We're just driving around town. We're not going anywhere. Look, man, the pressure's on all year long. I get up here and preach and make you live right and skin you and make you go soul winning and tell you you're not right with God. If you don't go soul winning, you're going to hell. You're going to have a bus wrap. Not tonight. We're just having fun tonight. I mean, the Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth. It doesn't say the snobs shall inherit the earth. I'm sorry about some of you folks. It says the meek shall inherit the earth. Yeah. So it's all ours. Well, let's see. We got other. You factory workers. Hey, how would you folks working in the steel like to own the place? I'll give it to you if you want. Yeah, you can have it. Yes, sir. And we'll let the fellow that's a boss man now work in the in the fiery furnace, you know. Or Leifer Brothers. We may just clean that place up. We'll clean that place up. Or maybe you'd like to be in police work. How about the Chicago Department for a beginner? Huh? Hey, Captain Miles, are you anywhere around here? We'll give you nothing if you're not in here. But if you, we'll give you the Chicago of the Hammond Police Department. Chief Miles, we'll call you. Or maybe you're a politician. Well, I offer Hammond. I'd like to run this town. I think I'm going to run it for about 100 years during the kingdom. The Bible says that all the nations shall be ruled by God's people. And, or if you'd like to run Munster, or, hey, how about your hometown? I'll let you have your hometown if you want it, and we'll just divide your hometown. And you can, some of you folks can be mayors of Waxahachie and Nacogdoches and Piccadilly and Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and Tallahassee, Florida, and your hometown. I'll give you that. Of course, maybe you like variety. Hey, maybe somebody likes to rule Cuba during the millennium. How'd you like to have that? Huh? Castro won't be there unless you put him in jail for a while. I'd like to have Cuba for a while. Doc, how about Russia? Won't Russia for a while? I'll let you have Russia. You can study the history of Russia over there in Russia. And you'll be so busy studying history, you won't have time to run the place. But you can take Jorgensen and Meister and Mitchell, and they can help you run the place over there. And they won't be able to hold hands in Russia anymore when a Hiles Anderson crowd gets over there. And then you'd like variety. Maybe you'd like Honolulu or Palm Beach or Palm Springs or Los Angeles, San Diego. We have another choice, too, by the way. We have to decide what you want to use for money, your riches. Silver? We're going to pass it out now. Silver? You like silver? What would you like, Brother John? We got some gold. We got some diamonds. What do you prefer? A little of each. All right. Pass it. Evan's passing just a little of each there, would you please? And don't throw it live. You'll get it, man. He'll intercept you before you get there. Would you like to have some opal or jasper or topaz or amethyst or sapphire or emerald? Or, hey, if you'd like a few Texas oil wells, I can get you several hundred of them if you'd like. I know some friends down there, and we'll divide the Texas oil wells. Or Pennsylvania coal and iron or African gold and riches. How about that? Also, I think we're going to have some souvenirs to pass out. Everybody ought to have a souvenir. And so maybe we'd like to have the Taj Mahal for a souvenir. I'd be glad to get that for you if you'd like. Everybody needs to have a little, little place that is sort of a place you can go every once in a while, relax, little cottage for a few days. Taj Mahal, or I'd be glad to get the Sistine Chapel. Or if you want the entire St. Peter's Basilica, you can have the whole thing. Pope, it should be occupied. And you want that, I'd be glad to give you that. Or you can have Yankee Stadium for a souvenir. Like that Yankee Stadium? Or how about the Alamo, huh? I can give you that. Just a little souvenir to show your kids on a day off if you'd like. And we just want house. How do I get there? You won't have to worry about that. Glorified bodies. We can just go just like that. We're there. No joke. No worry about that. If you're in Los Angeles, want to go to New York City, 10 seconds is the most. Just you're there. You said to the house, what are you talking about? You cracked up? No, you cracked up. I'm doing real, real good. I'm the one's going to get all these riches. Yeah. Oh, you say you're nutty. If I'm nutty, leave me alone. I'm happier than you are. I'm not the one frowning. No, I'm doing fine. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Yeah, with me. But if you old tire pushers got problems, not me. And I'd rather be ignorant and happy than smart like you are. And so we're waiting. Maybe you'd like to have, how many have children? Okay, we'll give you Disneyland for your kids, okay? And Six Flags Old Middle America. Who would like to have that for your family? All right, you can have it back here for your family, Brother Bullard. And we got a lot of them here. We got Disney World down in Florida. Who wants Disney World in the choir? Okay, we'll give you Disney World in the choir. Let's see. Anybody like to have Roman Coliseum? Dr. Evans, you want that? Roman, you don't want that. I can tell you don't want that. Who wants the Roman Coliseum? Okay, you can have Roman Coliseum. Let's see. You like the Eiffel Tower, huh? Or the Tower of Pisa. You want to prop that thing up. It's about to fall. But maybe you like to have that. Or, hey, how's like to have your own personal pyramid, huh? Let's have that. Or the Sphinx will have that. That'd be available? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll have it for a ride. We'll put a motor on it, and the boys and girls can ride it outside. And let's take that. I'd like to have that. Mormon, you want a Mormon? Well, I can handle it anyhow. And all that. Yeah. Did you know all the wealth of the Mormon Tabernacle of the Ark one of these days? Yeah. Did you know all the wealth of St. Peter's Basilica of the Ark one of these days? Did you know Michelangelo's Last Judgment of the Ark one of these days? Huh? Did you know that all the skyscrapers, Empire State Building, and the Sears Tower, and the John Hancock Building, all the ours one of these days? Did you know all the oil in Texas and all the steel and the coal in Pennsylvania and the gold mines of Africa and the diamonds in the Middle East and the oil of Saudi Arabia. That will all belong to us one of these days. I'm not kidding. And let's see, we may be on the oil cartel. I bet you'd like to be on that, Brother Ray. All the gas for the buses that you need. And and in fact, we won't have bus routes. We'll have a chariot routes. And all the oil will be ours. All of it. Well, maybe our good friend Bob Ware down in Orlando would like to have Disney World. Maybe Brother Batema out in Southern California would like to have Disneyland. Or maybe Harold Clayton down in Texas would like to have the Astrodome in Houston, his hometown. Well, now we got a lot of things. We have a place to live. You got your riches all. You got your place already picked out. Now look, folks, we're not going to have a lot of time. We got to get this thing in a hurry because I want to get to my place and enjoy it. I don't want to spend our time you taking your time deciding. Decide where you're going to live, what kind of money you're going to have, what kind of souvenir you want, what city you want to rule, what state you want to rule, what country you want to rule. Now we've got to get us a pet. Everybody needs a pet. Let's see. The Bible says that rattlesnakes are tame. Boys and girls, how's that pet rattlesnake, huh? And I say, here, rattler. Come on. And old rattlesnake slides up there and sticks his tongue out and licks your cheek, you know, and and sort of has a little burr like a cat does now, you know. And yeah, Bible says it. Oh, yes, say, won't you preach the gospel? Won't you shut up and listen to the gospel preach? I'm preaching Bible to you. My Bible says little children shall press the hold of the cockatrice den, and there won't be any poisonous snakes. And so little child will open up a present on Christmas. Oh, goody, it's a copperhead. Oh, just what I wanted. Oh, Daddy, I got 14 black widows. I told him that's your kind of black widows. But 14 black widows. And oh, a tarantula. I've always wanted my own pet tarantula. Yeah, that's right. Or a little child that says, hey, Daddy, can I play with my water moccasin before I go to bed? Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's Bible. Oh, we go to life in church. I'm in your shape, wouldn't need it. Bless God, I'm not in your shape. This world's not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Angels beckon me from heaven's golden shore, and I don't feel much at home in this world anymore. And so I'm going to go up to heaven for 7 years, and after 7 years, while God cleans up this mess down here, and we're going to come back. Hey, I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania one morning about 6:30 or 7 o'clock. And I'd driven all the way from up in Chambersburg, and it's still dark, and I had to make a phone call. And so I picked up the telephone, and I put some money in, and couldn't get a dial tone. And so I hauled off and slapped that phone, and money started coming out. Oh, my soul. And I held my hands, and it kept on coming, and I put it in my pockets, and it kept on coming. And there I was looking around trying to see if anybody was seeing me and holding all that money. And that's the way it's going to be during the kingdom age. Yeah. Hold your hands. God's going to pour it in. But it says, I didn't write the book. I'm just saying what it says. Yeah, he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Yep. I was over in Chicago one day, did the same thing. Old Harefield didn't get as much in Chicago as he got in Harrisburg, but what'd you do with it? None of your business. And here was that time out in Las Vegas. I'll never forget that. It kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. And the telephone, I mean. And it kept on and kept on. And did you know there's going to be a day? Oh, boy. Brother Vic, you work at the Cadillac place, don't you? You wait till that place is ready to millennium comes. We'll go over and just pick out one. Any kind you want. I mean, automatic steering wheel, automatic brakes, power steering, television on the steering wheel. Name it. That's what you'll have. That's right. Yeah. And Mr. Rockefeller, be hitchhiking. Pick him up and take him somewhere. The poor guy gets tired walking all the time. And take what you want. It'll all be ours. Yeah. Oh, you say, preacher. You're exaggerating. I recall what my old professor said in college. He said, brethren, when you talk about heaven or the future for the Christian, he said, think of the prettiest things you can think about. Whatever you think about won't even come up to it. Now, I haven't gotten close tonight. We had a good time driving around town, but I haven't gotten close to all that's going to happen. I haven't. And it's even better than that. Yes, sir. It's even better than that. And all the riches of the world will be ours. Oh, we're picking out pets. I'm sorry, boys and girls, got off the subject here for a minute. And look at that. Look at that. There comes little Johnny, 6-year-old Johnny. Look, he's got his new lion he got for Christmas. Rawr! And there down comes the Johnny leading. But Bible says a little child shall lead them. Or a tiger. Hey, how's you like to have your own private hippopotamus? Huh? Mrs. Sullivan has one, but I wish you were here. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't know he wasn't here. If I thought he was not here, I wouldn't have said it. But your own laughing hyena. Or how would you ladies like to have a nice peacock out in the yard with all their feathers all in open? Or how would you like to have? All the pheasants you want, and boys and girls, if you'd like to have a tiger. You can have it, whatever you want. Just pick out your pet. And best of all, Jesus will be there. Yeah, he'll be there. And you say, little house, I don't believe it. Okay, let me hang your hat on this scripture. No good thing will he withhold from them that love him. Huh? Hang your hat on that. Huh? And ask a question. If you were king of a world and you had all the gold and silver, and would you give some to your kids? Would you give Jeffrey some, KK some? Huh? Are you kids? Would you not? Huh? Well, I expect then Jesus would like to give some to his youngins too, don't you? So he'll just divide the spoil. No good thing. Is silver good? Yeah, it's good. And gold is good? Yeah, gold is good. Yeah. And the diamonds? Yep, the diamonds. Sure. Young ladies, you'll get engaged, and you'll say, hey, I got my diamond. I want to apologize, only a 13 carat. And I'm sorry, it's only 6 inches wide. And, yeah. Hang on, folks, hang on. It's just going to be a while. You can't pay your bills? It does good for a bunch of broke folks to get together and talk like this every once in a while. Can't pay your bills? Yeah. Yeah, you'll be able to pay them one of these days. Yes, sir. I won't go into the store. I've told you many times, but I borrowed $5,000 down to the bank in this town because I told the banker if he didn't let me have it, he'd starve to death and I'd take over the bank. I got $5,000. He said, when are you going to take it over? I said, during the millennium. He said, what's the millennium? I said, get your folks over in the conference room and I'll show you. You got 25 people, workers in the bank, over in the conference room, vice presidents and tellers. And I told them about what I'm telling you right now. And they got the money. Yeah. Rise up, O people of God. Oh, you say, I'm not much. I'm just a poor old little fundamental Christian. You wait till your ship comes in. Yeah. You wait till Jesus comes again in the clouds of glory and he becomes King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God's got some mighty good things prepared for us. Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered the heart of man the things that God prepared for those that love him. You think of all best things you can think of. Not good enough. That's not good enough. No way to describe it. Paul was caught up in the third heaven. And he came back. And they said, what'd you see? He said, I can't tell you. What'd you hear? Can't tell you. You know why Paul wouldn't tell us? Because nobody believed him. Nobody believed him. Oh, the depth of the riches of love. The riches of love in Christ Jesus. Yeah, yeah. The depth of... Listen, talk. Look at me. Don't talk. Tonight we're counting our money. We're talking. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss 200 pounds of gold if you don't watch that. Yeah. That's all for God's people. Hey, you sit with the houses. How do you get in on that? I don't want to get in on down in East Texas when they struck oil down there years ago. I was passing down there. And boy, I mean, a fella just go out and dig in his flower bed and just start shooting up almost, you know. And people that are poor as Job Turkey. Dr. Rice used to say that means that he had to lean up against the fence to gobble. poor as Job Turkey. A lot of poverty-stricken folks all of a sudden became filthy rich, if there's such a thing as that. And the First Baptist Church of New London, Texas, the New London Baptist Church of New London, Texas, struck oil in their front yard. And by the way, a Baptist church is owned by its membership. Did you know whatever this church is worth, you own 1/58,000th of it? Huh? Do you know that? So each of you is in debt $3,000. But did you know Did you know that that London Baptist Church in London, Texas, did you know what they did? They struck oil and they built a fence around the church property and wouldn't take in any more members. No, you couldn't get in that church because, you know what, everybody wanted to join. All the Methodists wanted to join the Baptist church and all the Catholics wanted to come Baptist and all the Presbyterians. And they had to just say, okay, well, if you want to get saved, okay, you can't join the church. Two reasons. One reason is there's too many folks wanting to get in. And second, they didn't want anybody in anyway because they owned the oil wells. I will own them one of these days. Yeah, we will. It's sort of a strange message, but it's true. Every bit of it's true. And you think of any other riches you want to think of? Choose your house in Munster or Maryville. Choose it. Choose one if somebody's unsaved. And one of these days you can have it if you want it. He'll divide the spoil. As I said this morning, Jesus will be in Jerusalem. And every year, for 1,000 years, we'll go to the Holy Land, take a trip to the Holy Land. And we'll take the Lord's Supper with Him, and we'll sit at the table with Jesus for 1,000 wonderful, wonderful years. You know, God has some great things prepared for us. Let me just sort of summarize it. Any minute, Jesus is going to come. Any minute, the trumpet's going to sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And first, then we which are alive shall be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And then we'll be up there for 7 years in the air. We'll have a new glorified body. We'll have hands that won't get tired and legs that won't be weary. We'll have hands that won't be palsied and eyes that won't have to have glasses or bifocals and ears that won't have to have hearing aids. And we'll have faces that won't wrinkle and shoulders that won't droop. And we'll have brows that won't furrow and no crow's feet on the eyes. And a perfect body. And nobody will ever have cancer nor heartache nor tuberculosis. Or nobody will ever get sick and won't be any influenza. And there won't be any little children having leukemia. Nobody will ever get a bad cold. Won't be any hay fever. And as Dr. Rice says, the mosquitoes will not have, as I hear him now, the mosquitoes will not have hypodermic needles to puncture us with. And there won't be any pollen count, and there won't be any thorns on the roses. And we'll be up in heaven for 7 years with a body just like Jesus. And then we're going to receive our reward for faithfulness down here on earth. And then we're going to come back with Jesus saddled on a white horse. Everybody riding white horses. Oh, you say, Brother Hiles, where are you going to get all those white horses? I'm not concerned where they get them. I'm just concerned about the one I ride. That's all. Some of you folks are saved. You've got to learn how to ride horseback. Because we're coming back, and that's going to be in the air, too. How do you like that? Huh? Huh? How do you like just come down on a horse? Huh? And this is not one of those steel horses with jet engines either. This is a real live white horse, my professor said in college. Well, he said that's foolishness. He said, I know the Bible says everybody's going to ride on white horses to come back, but he said that's just symbolic. He said, as far as I'm concerned, it may be a Sherman tank. I said, ride a Sherman tank if you want to. I'll take a horse. And the Bible says horses. And a little girl said, Mama, if God didn't say what he meant, I mean what he said, why didn't God say what he meant? God did say what he meant. And we're going to come back on white horses. And then for 1,000 years, I mentioned a while ago, we shall divide the spoil, and we shall inherit the riches and inherit the earth. And then after that 1,000 years, all of a sudden we'll look up, and the new Jerusalem will come down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband, and a city which is four square, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles high, golden streets and gates of pearl and foundation of 12 precious stone. And we shall live there forever and ever and ever and ever in the city foursquare. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. We used to sing it with a hoarse in our voice. Oh, they tell me of the home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of the home. The land of the unclouded day. Oh, the land of the cloudless day. Oh, the land of the unclouded day. Yeah, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He's prepared for us a place. Yeah. We'll divide the spoil. And from the time that we rise to meet our Lord in the air, we shall forever be with the Lord. If you want to go see Jesus, just go see Him. And if you don't get to go to the Holy Land, you will. You'll see Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston, all those places in the Holy Land. You'll see them. Oh, you don't see the Sea of Galilee now? You'll see it. You'll see it 1,000 times every year for 1,000 years. You'll go to the Holy Land, see the Sea of Galilee. I got to baptize on two occasions. I baptized people in the Jordan River. You think that's not exciting? Stand there in the Jordan River, and as the folks on the bank sang, "On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land, for my possessions lie." There I was standing in the Jordan River looking over to Canaan's land and baptized. You'll get through that for 1,000 years, 1,000 different trips to the Holy Land, 1,000 different trips to the site of the birthplace of Jesus, 1,000 different... We knelt beneath those olive trees that are 2,000 years old, the same olive trees under which our Lord knelt 2,000 years ago and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And we sang as we knelt. We sang, "Neath the stars of the night walked the Savior of light in the garden of dew-laden breeze. Not my will, thine be done," cried the Father's own Son as he knelt beneath the old olive trees. Some mighty good things prepared for God's people. Ask the question. If all this is true, don't you think you're wasting too much time trying to get acquainted with the piddling riches while you're here? Huh? Don't you think you're wasting too much time trying to be popular and trying to have fun and trying to have pleasure while you're here? We've got plenty of time for that. I don't have much fun. I am, as folks call fun, but I don't. I've been to California, oh my soul, hundreds of times, I guess. I've never seen Disney World. I've never been inside Knott's Berry Farm. Say, why don't you? Well, I'm going to go. I might go out there for about 75 years for a while in the Kingdom Age. I've flown over Grand Canyon, and I've been to Arizona time and time again. I've never seen Grand Canyon. I've never seen Miami Beach. I've never seen the Rose Bowl. I've been all over this world. I've been to New Orleans again and again. I've never seen the big Astro deal there, big indoor stadium. I've been to Seattle again and again. Never seen that big dome stadium in Seattle. Never seen it. I've been all over the eastern part of this country. I've driven within a few miles of Appomattox. I've never seen Appomattox. I've driven a few miles of Charles G. Finney's birthplace. I've never seen that. I'd like to see it sometime after I get all my work done. And in the Kingdom Age, I'll be able to see it. God will divide the spoil with the strong. The meek shall inherit the earth, and the riches of the sinner are laid up for the righteous. Heavenly Father, thank you for these moments together to explore what you have for us. And I pray you'd help us to realize that since we have so much in the future, we can get busy now and work all we want to, and work and stay busy for God doing your will. We have so much laid up for us in the glory land and on earth in the future. Our heads are bowed.